Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions, to find out more about something, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za.
Today we have Jaber Roo from Zero Carbon Logistics on the line with us, talking about the logistics of the electric highway. And hi, good morning.
Good morning, David, and thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, so you've got a new take on electric filling stations, for want of a better word.
Yes, I think people underestimate how quickly that wave of electric and the migration to solar electric is happening, mm-hmm. and also how quickly that migration to electric vehicles, but also electric trucks, is happening. It's practical, it's operational, and battery swapping is a big thing in China already.
Yeah, and I personally can't wait for it. I mean, the destruction that's come with the collapse of our rail network, and now we've got diesel trucks making it difficult for us to get anywhere. So tell me, you guys are doing something on the N3. Tell us about that.
Yes, the N3, for obvious reasons, it's only 560 kilometers in extent, and there are now 9,000 trucks a day on that route. So we've decided to do a trial rollout there, accommodating 200 trucks at 6 charging stations, fully off-grid. It will entail 110 megawatts worth of generation capacity and 300 megawatt hours worth of battery storage. And then we're also bringing the trucks. These are battery swapping trucks with 350 kilowatt hour batteries that are swappable. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to swap the battery. So that makes logistics and the electrification of logistics practical and completely doable, and more important, economic.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And that's on the logistics side of things. And that's incredible, the depth and breadth that you guys are going. And then on the consumer side, you're also putting in a competitor to the existing grid network that's out there. And your big point of difference is that you're not taking any of that power from Eskom, correct?
Well, David, I think it's not unique to South Africa that our grid will not be able to deliver the power where it's required to migrate away from fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden you're going to have multi-megawatt demand in Bitterfontein and Pofada. And it makes, with solar that's now become so cheap, it makes absolutely no sense to build a new grid to accommodate that.
Absolutely.
And it makes no sense to buy an electric vehicle and then charge it with electricity generated from coal.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. And the other thing is the demand that you'll have for these incredibly high amperages. It just makes sense to start from scratch. So tell us, just in closing, what are your timelines for both of those systems?
The car network, we think the upscale will happen from September next year.
Wow.
So we intend building the first 120 sites covering all our national roads at 150 kilometer intervals by the end of next year or the beginning of the following year, depending on how permitting goes. And the truck stations, we've started with the land use applications, we've signed the sites, and we about halfway through our environmental permitting process, and we're getting great cooperation from the provinces involved.
Well, I hope I'm going to be invited to your first ribbon cutting. I cannot wait, and thank you for being part of the solution and not part of the problem. I think we all know the change is inevitable, whether due to legislation or consumer demand or just doing the right thing. Where can we find out more about what you're up to?
You can Google us at www.charge.co.za. There's a lot of information available on our website. And at its heart, this is a carbon mitigation project at scale.
That's incredible. So that's charge.co.za.
Yes, yes.
Jaber, thank you for being absolutely riveting. And I, for one, cannot wait. I have an electric vehicle in the driveway. 150 Ks is about what I can achieve. And I assume you're going to have the fast chargers, the DC fast chargers that we all hope for. And I have no question that you've figured out all of that stuff. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just comment, david@fmr.co.za, and find me at @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za.